I need a beer.
All right. This is Bone Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of With Bobcat on the Bone Wine Bob YouTube channel. We are here live tonight to celebrate. Loco Ween is here. Tis the season for 4 Loco. We've been celebrating 4 Loco October throughout the month, but now we are capping it off here on a little Hallows Eve live edition of the podcast here streaming on the YouTube channel. So if you can be here live with here tonight, thank you. Thanks for joining us. But if you can't be here live, tell your friends. They can always listen in the archives and join us here where you get the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bone wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on, we cover here each and every week on the podcast. You never know what it could be. It could be a little Colt 45, a little Campbell's Pabst beef, bacon, and beer chili, or you never know. It could be a 4 Loco that pops up here. That's what you never know what you're going to get here on YouTube channels. So that's why you got to subscribe and tell your friends to join in with the festivities, because it's always a good time and you never know what we're going to get into, because it is a grab bag of goodies this week as we're celebrating Loco Ween, fall festivities, and all the good stuff around that. So we're not going to waste any more time this week, and let's welcome in Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
Hey, yo.
Yeah,
this has been an adventure this month.
Yeah, we had to knock on some doors, make some phone calls, yeah, for some stuff here.
Do a little clown dance.
Yeah, you got to work your magic sometimes out there. And we took a little bit to kind of comprehend and decompress after the last time we were here. We talked about the Colt 45, the new brown bottles, and the aftermath of that. I did crack open one of the 25 ounce cans to see the difference in the taste, and I had the same response. It's a drinkable beer.
Yeah,
it's not the same as the classic. That's just kind of put a little bow to wrap up our last discussion here.
But, you know what? I didn't even look at the tall Colt 45 and the high gravity ones to see if they were 24 ounce cans. I didn't pay no attention.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to tell with these because it's in such small writing.
Yeah.
At the bottom when it says, okay, is it a 25 like the new ones here? Or is it still some of those 24 ounce cans that are still lingering out there? So that's why
I got a whole bunch of them sitting over there in the corner because the fridge is full. I was trying to see from here. I still can't tell.
Yeah.
So they're sitting over stacked up. I bought a bunch of them.
Yeah. So you got to keep trying to see. That's why you got to go out there and got to get out there, get searching and see what you can find in your travels. And also I want to give a special shout out to our friends over at What the Show for celebrating of their podcast. I joined them this past week and cracked open a little Madmosa concoction here with those guys. When I turned them on to that when I was on their show over the summer.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you guys have they're like, oh, we have our 5-year celebration coming up. And I'm like, you know what would be the great celebration drink? A little Madmosa. And great. It ended up a lot better for me this time around compared to the last one. I mean, I did keep it small with the small MD 2020 bottle and the small champagne. So I wasn't going to get it. I didn't even go through the full thing yet over here, but I think we'll be revisiting that again.
That's
again
awesome. Soon. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah. Get some of the classics back out there that the people like to see because everybody likes the old school, and we like the old school, the people that stumble across the YouTube channel because of old school clips. If it is, you know, Johnny Carson, Rodney Dangerfield. I mean, Rodney, he's the one that people love seeing anything Rodney Dangerfield.
I know it.
And if that brought you to the dance, thank you. And if you're tuning in because you subscribe to the YouTube channel, now over 12,000 subscribers and counting, whatever brings you to the dance, whatever brings you to this video, we appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in and joining us here on the podcast. But let's not waste too much of everybody's time out here because we got stuff to do. We got drinks to cover here. We'll be BSing and we'll be talking about a lot more nonsense here. So, you know you're in store for that there. But let's also bring in another of the trifecta here of the Four Loko sponsor trifecta. Kevin's back. Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you
doing? What's up? I'm doing all right, man. I'm excited. So excited.
My fellow Loko.
Yeah, buddy.
Jungle Juice.
Mr. Jungle Juice there. Yeah, we kind of broke out the costumes from last year's Lokoween celebration here. But I guess Mr. The Loko, Lucha Loko, I guess he couldn't make it this year, I guess.
You know, I'm like the land of misfit kids, land of misfit Loko.
Hey, that's how I was with the Colt 45, man. So I understand.
Yeah, all right. Right. Hey, too really bad. That's what I heard somebody say that one time. Where's Meatloaf? Is he here? All right, the Blake Great Meatloaf. Sorry, buddy. But 2 out of 3 covering the Four Loko costumes. 2 out of 3 out of the Colt 45. But
there you go.
We'll start off with something that we all have. To get this party started here, I think we need to get wet our whistle a little bit. I can't even talk yet with the year. And since it is the fall, it is, I guess, kind of post Oktoberfest season. Roadhouse and myself, we covered the Yuengling Oktoberfest probably about a month or so ago at this point. Yeah. And then we brought up saying, what about the Sam Adams Oktoberfest? So we went out, picked some up. Also have some other goodies here, but we'll start off to get us going here.
Got the bottle.
With the Sam there. Yeah, he's got the bottle.
Mr. Bouget.
Yeah. That's because of what we'll get into in a minute. Once we crack this open, we'll discuss the reasoning for why we have cans and he's got the bottle over there. So let's crack these open. Let's get some drinks going here. We need
I gotta use my bottle.
There you go. See?
Yep. There we go.
Yeah. All right. There we go. A little Adams Oktoberfest. Tis the season.
Yeah.
Or the Oktoberfest. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I'm telling you, Oktoberfest is so good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, I think I give this one the edge over the Yuengling. I think just kind of how it, I mean, it's, I don't want to say smoother, but
it's more folly, I guess. Is it?
Yeah, it's got a,
it does
the taste to it. And especially when you get it on draft, if you're out somewhere and you get the Yuengling Oktoberfest on draft, those things go down quick.
I bet.
Yeah. I've never had it on draft, but.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh.
I've had the Shiner Oktoberfest on draft.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
I've always been impressed by Sam Adams. Whatever they make is always tops.
Ooh, there we go.
There we go.
That's good. Yeah. Now we're cooking here. Now we're good. Now we're good. Now we're feeling it. Now we're hitting the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always been impressed by Sam Adams. Whatever flavor they put out has always been stellar to me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a good lineup of all the seasonal beers. I know some of the winter ones have been hit and miss over the years. Oktoberfest, always good. The summer ale is always
summer ale's pretty good.
Is always great one to have. It's a perfect summer beer. I've never been a huge fan of just the regular Boston lager. I mean, I'll drink it. But it's never something that I'll go out of my way to get. Like when it would come in, like the variety packs that they have, they'd always throw in. Oh, here's a Sam Adams Boston Lager's in there, and I'll drink it. But it's never a beer that I go into a store and say, oh, let me get a six-pack of Sam Adams, just regular Boston Lager.
Yeah, I usually choose Shiner over if I'm going to drink a beer like that, similar, I'll usually choose Shiner Bock over the Samuel Adams. You know, it's just, I don't know. But you're all right. I don't ever go out of my way to get Sam Adams unless it's like, you know, one of these festive ones, you know.
Yeah, the seasonal ones, things like that are usually what is the go-to for them. So I don't know what people out there think. If you're if anybody out there is a fan of Sam Adams or likes the classic Boston Lager or has a favorite of their seasonal varieties, you know, let us know. You know, leave a comment down there to tell us, you know, what maybe we should be trying. Maybe we should be drinking it more. Maybe it is something to revisit out there.
I've always, for years and years, I couldn't tell you how long, I've always wanted to try the Utopia.
Okay.
That bottle is expensive.
I know it. But
God bless
it. If I found it and I had it, I'd buy it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I have never seen it in person, but I'm sure if I ever run across it, I'll buy it.
Oh yeah. You have to. I mean it's
Just everything I've read about it, it's just like when I was in search for double malt, you know, when you can't have it, you want it so much more. And it didn't disappoint once I got my hands on it, 25 years of searching. Thank you, Bob.
You got it. And then they took it right away. That you got it. Then they snatched it back and said, oh, never mind. We're going to discontinue it now. You had your chance to do it. You had a few cans, I mean, what, I think it was twice I sent you some. I know I sent you the first ones, and I think I sent you a second batch like the later that year or something like that, and then I went back to that store and it was off the shelves and it was gone. And they said they couldn't get it anymore, and then Colt 45 made the post about it and left a comment and said, oh, sorry, we've discontinued the double malt. We were like, wait, what do you mean?
Now, they don't post nothing for 7 years, and when they do, it's bad.
I know. Yeah. The social media of 7 years, there's not been one post on the Colt 45 social media for 7 years. They make a post saying like, oh, we're back, and okay, there's a regular Colt 45 bottle, a Colt 45 high gravity can, and they were looking, okay, there's usually a double malt in there somewhere, it's not showing up, and then they make the comment on the post saying, oh, sorry, we've discontinued it. I do have one lone can left of malt
in the fridge. And it's not open. It's not open.
Yeah, so that I have to save that one for a special occasion now. That's one of those that's just sitting in the back of the fridge, just waiting for the right time to crack that one open over here. Maybe that'll be like at the we're at 12,000 subscribers now. Maybe at like I was gonna say 20 at 20,000 subscribers. I'll crack open the double malt Colt 45 can that I have been sitting on in the
fridge. Yeah, definitely 20,000 is a good number because you know beer doesn't get better with time.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about malt liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, man, I actually finally opened up that can of Grain Theory Oktoberfest, the year old one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't bad.
Wasn't it? No, not bad. A year's not bad, especially for the craft stuff. I mean, I've had things like that that have been like a year or so old. I mean, even a couple years. If it's been in the fridge the whole time and as long as it's not going back and forth from it's in the fridge, it's out of the fridge, or it's warm, it's cold, stuff like that. I mean, I think it's pretty much, I think it's okay.
Yeah, it should be pretty solid. Yeah. Now, on the other hand, I do have a keg of Dos Equis that about a couple months before we moved into this house, we got, and we only finished half of the keg, and So before we moved in this house, we used to actually come here and party with friends that lived here too. So then we moved in, that keg was still in the garage, and it's been sitting in the garage for about 3.5 years, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's some, that's,
oh yeah. That I would not advise probably drinking that.
So on the subject of bad beer or bad batches, or I bought a 12 pack of Outlaw beer the other day. And I looked at the date that I can't remember it, but it's really current, but it's got a funky taste. Like it reminds me of fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with this 12 pack, but, I've already had like 4 cans and every can's been the same.
That's not
good. I want to power through it all.
Yeah. But that's what I've noticed. I've noticed something with the Outlaw that it, I mean, it has that unique, and that's different from the unique taste, but it does have a different unique taste compared to the other light beers. Because I know a lot of people have commented on the videos we did with it and said, like, oh, they didn't like the taste, they didn't like it. But then other people are like, oh, no, it's great, and they'll drink it. And I think last week I had gone through the last couple cans I had of it, and when I was comparing the taste of like the Outlaw to like a real American beer, where that, or like a Keystone is like that, just that
it's got a smoother taste.
The smooth taste, like where it doesn't really taste like anything, which is fine for the beer. And we always, people say, oh, well, you know, well, that's like shitty beer, you don't taste anything. But it's like, look, works fine. It's refreshing. And you can drink a ton of them. But then the Outlaw, you do drink those, and it has that, like, interesting taste to it. Not bad, but it's different. And you kind of have to be ready for it. But in your case, that just sounds like some sort of a bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
That is
one beer we do have, by the way. That is one beer we have.
Nice. Yeah.
I love getting the Tall Boys of Outlaw. The Tall Boys of Outlaw are just...
They're good.
Yeah. Yep. Right. And the big thing with that is that it's so damn cheap. That's the that's the best thing. And especially when they're doing the rebates, where you're getting, you know, $5 back off of a 12 pack or $10 back off of a 24 pack, and you're picking up a case for, you know, 17 and change out the door, and then you're getting $10 back. So it's like $8 you're spending for 24 beers. I mean, that's you can't go wrong. I don't care what it tastes like.
Well, at today's beer prices, you know, $9.99 for a 12 pack of Outlaw is so worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and $17.99 for the case. It's great. I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, because that's hard to find nowadays. It really is. Yeah,
everything. And we've talked many times, but every time you go into the store, it seems like the prices just kind of keep creeping up a little bit out there, and which kind of coincides with why Roadhouse, myself, we have the cans of the Oktoberfest, is that we were out there searching for the Sam Adams, the Fall Legends variety pack. Roadhouse saw it in his travels maybe like probably about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
He sent me a picture of it and was like, hey, what do you think about this? And I was like, I said, you know, I saw it the other day. I said, okay, we should try it out. So he told Kevin and said, hey, we're looking for this. We'll go through so we can go and, you know, try out all these different Sam Adams beers. So I go out a few days later. I pick up the pack. I say, okay, I got it. I'm ready to go. And then Roadhouse is like, oh, yeah, no, I don't know. Was that one where you didn't know where you found
no,
it?
No, I remember
They just didn't have it anymore.
I should have bought it that day. I took the picture, and I just looked. It was September 27th.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And it was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was doing things, and I just didn't want to buy it and have it sitting in my car all day.
Yeah,
I was going to come back later and get it. And I got back here about 9 o'clock in the evening. It's already gone. All right. So I'll just wait till next week. I'm sure the distributor will bring some more.
Yeah. There'll be a new batch.
In about every other day and nothing, nothing, nothing. And I was like, well, shit. So I went on a road trip knowing that I needed to get it. I went on a road trip and, yeah, it took about 80 miles one way to find it again.
Yeah.
So that day, I spent the whole day just going to all kinds of different gas stations and bodegas and shady places, just looking for one of the things I wanted to find was the St. Ives. Mm-hmm. And it's totally disappeared in my area. The worst neighborhoods that anybody in my skin color needs to go into.
Yeah.
I went there, risked my life, which I wasn't threatened, but yeah. I couldn't find
you'll take care of yourself out there. You're always ready.
Yeah. And it's just the same tall boys. It's so disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
That it's come to this now. Like you posted on your LSD, that one place, it was a tall boy mecca.
Mm-hmm.
I played that video I don't know how many times, looking at all the different, I'm like, oh man, it would not be worth it.
But you know, all these places, it's not the same. Like I went back to the place the other day that they used to have the double malt.
Yeah,
and that because that's where I picked up the MD 2020 was over there, and they used to have Old English cans, Colt 45 cans, the double malt, the Colt 45 High Gravity. They had St. Ives cans there before, like all this good stuff. But I go in there now. And the top shelf is all like Mike's harder stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's Modelo stuff. And then even the Four Loko selection, there's only like four or five different flavors there. And the prices are now more expensive. I guess somebody else must have taken over the store over the past couple years, because before they had all that stuff. It was all cheap. It was like maybe between like $1.50 and $2 for a tall boy can. And now it's like $2.25. I mean, I picked up the MD 2020, which I think was $2.75 for the 375 milliliter bottle.
That's awesome.
Now I picked up this little bottle of champagne was $4.99. It was $5 for us.
Yeah. Oh, you're going boozy there, man.
For this year. And then it got to the point because I was like, okay. And it was a store that had the $10 card minimum, or we're going to charge you $1 for it. So I said, So I got to find some other stuff to hit $10. I went to the cooler. I picked up one of the big 32-ounce cans of Miller High Life.
Yeah,
that was $2.25, and I think that would have put me over the top. But then, what I showed you guys, I didn't bring it down here, was the little flask size bottle of that Long Island iced tea.
Yeah,
the pre-made stuff that's like I think it was $2.99 for it, which I've never had it before, but I've always seen it for years.
Yeah,
it would always be in the cooler. At a lot of stores right by, you know, the MD 2020, and when they had, you know, Wild Irish Rose or Night Train or something, it would always be sitting right there next to it. But I never picked it up, never tried it. So I picked up just a little flask size bottle of it there. So that would be something to try out in the near future there. But yeah, the selections at these places, man, I mean, sometimes you get lucky and like the place. A couple weeks ago, where I found the St. Ives and the Schlitz, the High Gravity Bull, and the new Colt 45 cans. Like sometimes you get lucky and you get a spot that has a few of those good things. Otherwise, it's just the same crap over and over again.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, but yeah, you finally found it though, man. You finally found your box. I'm telling you, I went as far as contacting the Bill Reed distribution, which is who distributes that, and all them, and none of them, they said they came out with it and then that's all they had. Once it sold out everywhere. Yeah. And, I went as far as Dallas, which is 3 hours away, you know, San Angelo, all that, checked everywhere. Couldn't find the box. And I literally was finally like, okay, I'm just going to go get Oktoberfest, which is usually everywhere. And then I literally got the last six pack of bottles. They didn't have the cans.
I got the last six pack. I was going to say, because now you're at like the tail end of the Oktoberfest season now, which is, man, I know they always say it's till November, but I think it is probably late October when they finally, I think when they stop shipping out more of them, just kind of get out what they have for the season. So if you have a store that, I guess, has heavy traffic coming through of people that want to pick it up, then you're going in like, oh shit, the last six pack. Okay, better get this now.
Oh, I got it.
Otherwise. Yeah.
So and then some guy, I felt bad. Some guy came over there to me right as I put it in my cart and was like, hey, man, where'd you find that? And I went to go point it out. I was like, oh, I got the last one, man. He's like, yeah, it's nowhere in town. I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I was like, I'm sorry. You're probably not going to find it anymore. I searched. And then I got lucky and I found out that our town has the new Four Loko pregame. So that's what I did. But.
Yeah. So speaking of boxes that we do find and boxes that do finally show up here, while we got ourselves started here with the little Oktoberfest, we teased it a few weeks back that there was a box that showed up for myself and Kevin at our door out of nowhere. You know, this nice camo.
It's like box. A camo. Yeah.
That showed up here, and but they left out our buddy Roadhouse, and didn't send him anything. But luckily, we were persistent, and he was persistent in sending Four Loko a message, saying, "Hey, where's my box?" And they were happy to respond and oblige and say, "Okay, you know, send us your address, and we'll." Send one out to you, and then and they don't have the fastest shipping team over there.
definitely not. They're probably all drinking Four Loko.
I was gonna say two weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks later.
I gave them 2 weeks, and I sent them a message. I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be pushy or anything, but were you guys able to send out that, you know, that package? And he's like, I'll check with the shipping department, and you know, they said it should be going out on Tuesday. Well, that's what I heard 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, that was that Tuesday.
Not a big deal. Well, 2 days ago, I come home and I got a FedEx sticker on the door. It says, you know, we missed you. We need a signature. And it had instructions on what to do. And one of them was to download the app and scan the barcode. And when I did, they gave me the option of another drop-off point, which was, for me, Walgreens. So I opted in to have it dropped off at Walgreens. So yesterday, I'm in town. I stopped by Walgreens, and they have the box in their hand. They scan my ID, and then they need the slip off the door, the barcode. I don't have it. I had to drive all the way back home and back to town and go through the process again. Finally got the box in my hand. And I finally, after the month of October.
Yep.
And
got the Holy Grail of Four Loko right now.
I haven't even opened it yet. So I don't even know what's inside. And
well, let's find out. Let's see. Let's Roadhouse do the official Four Loko unboxing.
Yeah,
right here on the live on the podcast.
It's just this nice and neat with this samurai sword I got in my pocket. Yeah.
don't stab yourself.
Yeah, there's a funny story about that knife too. All right. It's a good Christmas story.
Wow, yeah. I can't believe it's already the end of October, though.
I know. Tis the season here.
Yeah. What have we got here?
They wrapped yours up like a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Oh, your box. Yeah, is your box? Yeah, it's the same. Okay. Yeah,
there we go.
The best box you've ever tasted.
You know.
Okay.
That's right.
Already got a whole shit ton of stickers.
Okay, there you go. All right. Can never have too many Four Loko stickers. That's the truth.
So they asked me what flavor I wanted, and I told them I don't care. Just surprise me. I just wanted it, you know?
Yeah.
So it looks like I got Blue Raz Smash.
Okay.
All right. You got the same. And that's what you got too, right, Bob?
I got the Tropic Thunder.
Okay.
Tropic Thunder. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I got the mine. Yeah. Take out the stickers real quick.
And another badass koozie.
Yeah. These stickers.
Yeah. Another lanyard koozie here.
These stickers don't disappoint, man. I love them.
I was going to say, Four Loko loves them some lanyard koozies, which I do too. It's perfect, you know, to just put your drink in there.
Yeah. You can use this to go mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Or hold your nuts.
You go skydiving with it. There you go. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, this will fit my waist. I'm about that fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, these koozies are nice, though. I thought it was kind of cool, though, because it's not your typical koozie. It's a koozie, and it's actually really good quality, too.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's like that leathery type, that pleather type material.
Yeah, it's not cheap, that's for sure. I mean, it's really... Yeah. So
Bob had the very genius idea that I wouldn't have thought of. He said, "Well, if you're not going to open the box, just put the whole thing in your fridge."
Yeah, I didn't want you to have it warm there, you know.
I didn't even think of that at all. And then it's got a QR code in the box. Let's see what it has to say.
Scan for More Loko.
Okay, so it probably takes you to the merch
straight to their website. Yep.
There you go. See, scan for More Loko.
Yeah.
There.
And it's
it More Loko change and open and close.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a nice box. Nice. They always do a good job with their.
I mean, that's a good quality box. I loved it. This is actually really cool. It was better than my beat up camo box that they gave me. It looks like
got ran over. The FedEx truck backed over it a few times. And
obviously, this page has been updated because they got the new, you know, Four Loko box pre games.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if they don't have
the jungle juice. Yeah,
the mystery jungle juice pregame, man. I don't know if that's ever actually going to come out to the people besides you finding it.
I just one lucky bastard, that's all.
Yep. Hey, did you read the side of the deal? How it says to do it? It says number one, fist me. Number two, twist me, and then number three, enjoy. And it has a couple girls twerking. On a cup. Yeah.
I was going to say now, because Kevin, this is you have the Blue Raz one?
Yeah. I've got
you have both of them, right? Okay. Yeah, I was going to say because you did the last time before we knew we were going to get our hands on it, the few weeks back, you did the Blue Raz, right? When we had, when your buddy joined us here, was that? And
so
then,
I'll go ahead and do this with you.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I saw that, and I was more curious about this Tropic Thunder flavor. I mean, been a lot. I mean, the Blue Raz. I mean, yeah, it's.
I'll put it in.
We'll see what Roadhouse thinks about the Blue Raz over there. But I was happy when I got the Tropic Thunder Four Loko here, because I thought this would be more of a interesting flavor to see. And. And you know the Tropic Thunder name, like the classic movie.
you make me.
You got Simple Jack over there.
Yeah.
So if Roadhouse is ready over there,
I'm ready.
Ready? All right. Let's crack this up. Let's get this Four Loko pregame. The first time here on the podcast to try out these guys.
Mm-mm.
Smells good.
Smells good.
So I got the Tropic Thunder Four Loko pregame here. Kevin's rocking the Tropic Thunder Four Loko pregame there, and Roadhouse Blue there has the Blue Red Smash pregame. So,
yep.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's get pregame our local ween right here, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. See, where no malty taste at? To it. It's there's not the typical Four Loko malty taste to it. It's
no, just, that has a strong alcohol flavor.
Yeah,
to it. I was a little surprised.
Yeah,
with that little bite on the back end of it. Because at first I was tasting like, okay, it tastes like fruit punch, little fruity flavor. And then as it went down, it was like, whoa, okay. You could kind of get that.
There's blue. Okay, yeah, let's do the portraits of these. I wonder what color it is. See, if you've had the beat boxes, it tastes very similar to the beat
boxes.
Yeah.
Be all fancy with my glass.
Oh, this is pink. Oh, yeah. It's like a...
Yeah.
Pink for October. Breast cancer. Support the movies.
See, yeah.
There you go.
There you go, guys. Yep.
I was really curious about how much the regular Blue Raz pregames versus this. Now, the color is a lot lighter than the other pregames, the Blue Raz in the past. But this is Blue Raz Smash.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with this whole container.
I was going to say, now remember, these are the 12% on these guys compared to the 13.9%.
Yeah,
on most of your regular Four Loko cans here, and also the other pregames in the other bottles are all 13.9 as well.
Well, thank you, Four Loko.
Yes,
thank you, Four Loko.
Yes, Four Loko coming through in the clutch here, just in time to celebrate Loko Bean. I was getting a little worried here after.
Yeah, we're running out of time, and we're one day off.
It's a Loko Ween miracle over here.
That's right.
We got this.
Christmas in October.
Yeah, we got this just in time to crack open before we hit November, and then it just wouldn't be the same anymore. So there we go. Roadhouse has it in his little lanyard koozie over there. It's tough with these things to put on.
Yeah, you can walk around town with
the lanyard. There you go. There's your costume. There's your costume right there. You got your...
There you go.
Your Loko Ween pregame costume over there.
Yeah, I got the little deckle right here. Yep.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, those stickers are cool. I like those.
Yep.
Yeah, they always do good. They do a good job with the.
I find them everywhere. They sent me two or three packages in the past with a ton of stickers in them. And there's some in my toolbox. There's some in my glove box. There's some in the junk drawer in the kitchen. They're
just a little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one so far, that one, and then the one that says, I love Four Loko and your mom.
Yeah.
I
love that one.
I bet that's sitting here somewhere. I've cleaned up in here, so it's kind of... not the dysfunction that I'm used to. But, Bob, we got other flavors of these fall legends.
That is true. We have more to get through here after we got the... See, now, the big selling point for the Four Loko pregames here, these ones are, is that it is the Four Loko that you can close. So, you know, for the time being, you know, we can put a cap on this too.
Definitely.
To close it up, to circle back to this.
Throw it around back.
Yeah. Yeah, you can keep it right there. Get it ready so you have it. Let me just finish off this little bit.
You know, you can have a few of them, maybe have your lanyard and you're walking through around the bonfire and you trip over somebody's dog and you dodge the fire and you roll on the ground and, you know, you get back up and guess what?
And you didn't spill it.
It's right there.
Boom.
It's right there.
Yeah. I am surprised with that kick to it a little bit. Like I just finished off that little bit I had. I mean, not much that I had in the cup here. I just finished off the little bit and it had that little bit of a burn at the the end of there. Not bad.
Let you know you just had something.
But I am kind of I am surprised it doesn't have that fake taste, at least.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was different.
That's a good thing. Like even the beatboxes, we had those, and they have that little aftertaste to them. That diet thing. Same thing like with the Hard Mountain Dews and stuff like that, where it has that fake taste to it. That's like, okay, you can have like one of them, maybe two, but it's like you're not gonna be drinking these all day. Now these here. You don't get that taste. It's got that alcohol burn.
Yeah.
There's no bubbles.
Yeah. So. It literally says no bubbles with a Z. Yeah,
no bubbles.
Right here. No bubbles. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can get on the camera.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go. We finally got the Four Loko pregame, the new ones here to try out there. But yes.
It's the best box you've ever tasted.
See?
That's right.
You know? Hey.
I don't think I'm going to eat the box, but you know, I'll drink what's in it. watch. Somehow somebody's going to eat the box.
I'm sure.
I can see it. Before. Yeah.
Did you ever? Okay, I've talked to a lot of people that you know, like back in the day. I know a lot of people's done it at least once. Did you ever eat the little paper that like a cupcake goes on?
Well, yeah, I did.
I mean, maybe a part of it by accident, not the whole thing.
I did it on purpose.
Oh, okay. All
right. Oh no, I don't think I've done it on purpose.
Yeah, I did it on purpose one day. I was like, "Oh, there's still some cupcake on it," and I just ate the paper. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I had a nice sandwich earlier, and I thought I pulled the whole wrapper off, and you know,
yeah, every once in a while, that happens.
But not on purpose. Yeah. You know? I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking when I was a kid. I did some dumb stuff. You know.
Hey, it happens. It happens. But you drink more of that Four Loko, dumb things might happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a rum and candle fight. I was gonna say.
Yeah. So we had the rest of our fall legends to get through.
I'm dying to try this one.
Yeah, that's the one I know Roadhouse is saying. The Sam Adams, the Flannel Fest. That comes in at 5.8%.
There you go.
Well, I've got this one to drink with y'all. There we go.
Kevin couldn't get on the, as he told us about his issues there. He picked up the Angry Orchard. The Thriller Pack.
It's the Thriller Pack, and this one's Headless Pumpkin. It's actually not bad.
I've seen those.
They're good.
Okay.
They're good. You might grab them because they're selling out. They're not going to distribute anymore, but they're still in stores.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the season's going to be over now. Now you got to get everything out of there. So let's crack them open. Let's get in here. So we're going to do the Sam Adams Flannel Fest. Kevin's got the Angry Orchard there.
My can did not want to open. There we go. Okay.
There, you get that little last bit.
There. Like a little bit of fancy wine.
Pour it in that glass. Cheers, boys.
All right, cheers,
guys. Help. Yep.
Mm.
It's toasty.
Yeah.
Does it taste kind of smoky?
Yes.
A little bit? Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I was figuring.
I was going to say, featuring robust notes of toasted bread and caramel. Balanced by a light floral hop aroma, this classic German-style lager paired with a flannel will keep you cozy during your coldest of beer season adventures.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. See, I can't read that stuff because my eyes are bad.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm not going to ask you because it's. I know your eyes are bad, and then with the lettering on the can, it's tough.
That's small. Yeah.
It's tough to read that on there, but man, that's good.
That's good. I like that a lot.
I figured that was going to be a top one right there. The whole pack because
I got to see the color of this one.
Is it like a darker, like a caramel color?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I figured.
Yes.
Yep. Oh so yeah. Good.
There you
go. Oh man, This is just. I don't know if y'all try. Bob, have you tried the Thriller Pack?
I have not. I haven't. I did. I think I did see it in my travels last week. I didn't try it yet. But I mean, I mean, I like the Angry Orchard. I mean, I just don't really drink it.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't drink. I don't drink the apple one. The apple one has gotten too sweet for me for some reason. But these aren't, the pumpkin's not bad.
Well, and I've always tried them. It was summertime or something like that, and to me, it was always a fall drink. So maybe I'll look into getting some. It's that time of year, you know.
I think there's talks. I'm not sure.
From, just like the Bush apple.
Yeah, Bush apple's good.
Bush apple, you know, comes out in the summertime. To me, it's not a summertime beer.
It's a fall beer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I think they might, I'm not sure. There's talks of Angry Orchard coming out with a Christmas type.
Okay.
I love Christmas.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but just one of the
Sam Adams has a Christmas ale, don't they?
I believe so.
Yeah,
and they better have it in my area, because if not, I'm grabbing some in Kentucky. I was gonna say give it
a week or two once they get out, they get all these fall beers out of there. Yeah. You see? Well, I mean, like you said, you saw the Christmas beers are coming out there now. They're starting to stock.
They had the whole line of the Shiner holiday.
Yeah. So if you get out there, you see it. If you come across it, make sure to pick it up when you see it. Because you come back in a few weeks, it might be gone. So,
Pick it up in November. That's right.
Get you some Rumplemints too. They'll pair up nice.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh. Rumplemints is just, I don't know, man. That's like Fireball.
No.
It's like, that's worse than Fireball. I mean, yeah, I haven't had.
Rumplemints and Fireball are on the same spectrum to me. It's just, I don't know. Both of them, I just can't. Do it without gagging.
I was gonna say Fireball. I can do Fireball, no problem. I like Fireball, but I haven't had Rumplemints probably in like 20 years.
Rumplemints is like
toothpaste. I remember that a lot. Yeah, like right after turning 21, or even before I was 21, it would be like, oh, let's do shots of Rumplemints. So it's like, I don't know why we thought that was a good idea.
So, it is.
Yeah,
my son, I guess it was probably three Christmases ago, maybe more. But we drank a whole bottle of Rumplemints one night on Christmas.
Oh, man, I bet y'all were warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other one that's a mint? It's peppermint schnapps.
Well,
yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. So there was one time we were schnapps. At a bar.
The word schnapps gives me goosebumps.
Yeah. We were at a bar for my college's homecoming, and they were all taking shots of Fireball, and I was like, guys, I was already drunk. We got drunk at the game, so I was already drunk. We were all pretty drunk, but I was like, and it was one of my friend's birthdays, and so he was getting us shots, and he was like, I'm getting a round of Fireball shots, and I was like, I'll throw up, guys. I can't do that. And he goes, and I thought he was being sarcastic. He goes, well, I'll just get you a shot of peppermint schnapps. And I was like, okay. You know, like, whatever. This motherfucker comes back, and I thought it was tequila or something, you know, because it was clear. And he comes back with a shot of peppermint schnapps. And
So
especially if you're not ready. If you're not ready for it, that's even worse.
It was rough, man. Ooh. I think the only thing, because peppermint, I guess, helps with nausea and stuff like that. The only thing that stopped me from throwing up was probably the peppermint. I mean, it punched me in the nuts, man.
So way before there was Fireball, back in the early 90s, our big shot at the bar was Hot Damn.
Hot Damn? I could do Hot Damn. Hot Damn's a little bit sweeter. It's not as like pow, you know?
Yeah.
I used to do Hot Damn. It tastes like Red Hots is what it kind of tastes like, I guess.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot Dams are good. It's. I probably haven't had a shot of Hot Dam since 1992.
Is it still on the shelves?
Really? I don't think I've ever had it. I don't think I've ever seen it before.
It's close to the schnapps on the shelf.
Okay. I mean, I'm not one to really be looking at the schnapps shelf, though. I mean, I guess that's the problem, I guess.
I walk through there, and I see it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. You know, it's one of those, I know it's still there, I just don't want it.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember when Schnapps Liquor came out with their line of, like, colored liquors in the 90s? And their whole slogan was tattoo your tongue because it changed the color of your tongue.
Tattoo. Oh, yeah.
It was tattoo, yes.
Yeah, so I actually was going through my shop at the old location. I was cleaning it out and stuff like that, and I was going through the storage closet, and I found a mirror that the original owner had actually got. That's a Schnapps Liquor mirror from 1997, I think.
Yeah.
And it says tattoo your tongue.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, that's cool as fuck. So I hung it up in my piercing room. It's cool. I'll have to take a picture and send it to y'all. That's nostalgia, though. I was like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
I only had it one night.
Yeah.
That's all you needed. That was it. Yeah, one night. Was more than
it's, that was kind of like night. That was kind of like the ND 2020 of the 90s, you know. It was,
yeah. There was a lot of those things like that that came out that were in that same vein of it wasn't to the like to level of an MD 2020, but it was all those like fruity, trying to be fruity, shot type drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this better than the Oktoberfest.
Really?
You do? Okay. I figured it would be a top one. That one's kind
that,
of a,
that smoky, yeah. that taste is, you know, it's different. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do like it. I mean, I still think I personally would still rank the Oktoberfest over this, but good. Good. Definitely drinkable. Can't complain. Can't complain about this one.
Whenever you're ready, you can choose the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Not to rush you.
I know. I'm almost done with this.
I'm telling you, they have, so in this one, they have Blood Orange, this one.
I saw
those. They have Wildberry. And I forgot, crispy like cinnamon apple green. One, I think, or something like that. I don't know. It's like crispy apple or like cinnamon crispy apple. I don't know. Krispy Kreme. Yeah, there we go. That would be, honestly, if Krispy Kreme came out with a beer, I'd have to get it just to try it.
Well, you had that donut beer last year.
Oh, you know what? The Dunkin' Donut beer?
Yeah.
That is nasty. Don't ever get it. Don't ever get it. It is so freaking gross. It's supposed to be like it's Dunkin' Donuts hard coffee or something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I missed the. I wish they still made the PBR hard coffee.
I know it. Oh, that was another one I looked so hard to find and finally found it, and they were great.
Yeah, those were good. Even the variety pack they had was good. But okay, so I grabbed in my bag here.
Okay,
I picked up the Harvest here.
Hells. Okay.
Harvest Hells here, crisp and easy drinking. This smooth Hell's Lager balances malty flavor with floral hop aroma, perfect for tailgating, hiking, or sitting around the bonfire.
So it's a lighter one. It's probably a lighter one.
Yeah. This is another one. This is at 5.4%.
I'm anticipating a wheat ale.
A little bit less. I mean, this is a 5.8 here, and the Oktoberfest is a 5.3. So you're right between the two of these.
I'm assuming it's going to be like along the lines of like a Whitkirk or something like that.
Oh yeah, I smell that right away. Yeah, the
Whole Garden.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there we go.
All right. Cheers.
How's that one?
Oh wow.
Is it lighter or is it kind of?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like a feather.
Oh man. So you can't tell I drink beer. I don't drink beer. I don't know what to talk about.
Just floating around there.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna find it next year. I am.
Yeah.
I might talk to Bill Reed. Yeah, see that one's lighter. I figured it would be.
Unless they change because I had a picture pop up in my memories from I think 2021 or 2022 where I had picked up the fall variety pack back then.
Okay.
And it's totally different lineup of beers besides I think the Oktoberfest, I think the Jacko, the pumpkin one, and then I think the other one was they threw in the Boston Lager in there.
Oh, that's a honestly, if anything, that's a Christmas lineup.
And then there was a fourth one there. Let me see if I can find it, but I know I saw it pop up. So I know they always do kind of rotate them. If not every year, every few years, I think they'll take out probably whatever the least favorable one was or what they got the least favorable reviews on from people, and then they'll put in the something new to swap out.
Yeah, so I mean, the Boston Lager, you can get it any time of year, so that's kind of...
Yeah, because really like I said, they would always throw that in. So I guess like if they don't have a fourth one to throw in. Okay, we have three fall beers. You know, okay, we need a fourth one. Okay, just throw in the Boston Lager.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to open me up another Oktoberfest because that, I mean, those might be a little bit too sweet.
Yeah, so right I guess, now. I mean, this one has the big, you know, new.
New, on the right? Can.
So that one is a new one. Okay,
this is like, yeah, so this is brand new for this year.
Wow.
Like I said, I never had the Flannel Fest before today, but I guess it must have been out. I have had the last one we'll get to, the Jacko. I know I have had that a few years ago. I don't remember exactly anything about it, but I did have, so I know that one's been out, and then the Oktoberfest we know is the staple of it there.
Yeah.
So I've had the Jacko one, and I think it's kind of comparable to the, I don't know if y'all ever had Tups, the Tups pumpkin beer.
No.
It's a little bit comparable to that, I believe. I don't know. I hadn't had it in a while, so I'd have to kind of let it hit my palate again and see.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You know what, though? I think I'm honestly more excited about the Christmas beers, though. I love fall beers and I love Oktoberfest, but I think my curiosity is leaning towards Christmas this year.
It's, yeah, I've never really dove into Christmas beers before. Yeah. Maybe a few here and there. I do have one in the fridge that from my birthday that my buddy had gotten me the big thing of like tall boys and random beers that he had picked up. And one of them was, I forget what it is, but it's called Santa, I Know Him.
Huh.
I forget. Okay. I still have it in the fridge. I didn't crack that one open yet because I was waiting. So I'll save this until it's closer to Christmas, which after Halloween, it'll be, you know, all bets are off then for Christmas season at that point. So I'll have to dive into that one. But yeah, I've never really dove too much into them, but maybe this year, maybe we'll have to visit some.
I think that's why my curiosity is going towards this, because I've never really dove deep into the Christmas beers. I drink a few of them here and there, like the Shiner Holiday, the Holiday Cheer one or whatever. I get that one every year, and I've gotten a couple other ones, but I've never really dove deep into it. I always go complete ham whenever Oktoberfest and all that comes out, so I try every single one that I could find, but I never really dig deep into the Christmas beers, and so I think that's why my curiosity is going towards what are those going to taste like, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Jerome, by the way, man, we miss you, dude.
Yeah. We'll get him back on here for another adventure here. Yeah.
Drink a flannel for me, man, because I couldn't find him.
He could have got one.
Yeah. Texas is slacking on that, man.
I know. Those bastards out there.
Dude, y'all want to know something crazy, by the way, that happened in our town?
No. It wasn't the crackheads, was it? Wasn't the crackheads?
I did have to kick a homeless guy out of my shop the other day. He was creeping some clients out of mine. I let him hang out for a little while, and then I had some clients come in, and he was like, "Hey, y'all got some big plans for Halloween, you know?" And I was back there piercing her friend, and the girl, he was like, "You should take me to Dallas, and I could party with y'all and get y'all some drugs and stuff." And she goes, "No, I'm good." And then she goes,
"I'm good."
And then I hear him in the piercing room, I hear him like say, "Well, you should go to Austin and do some beer and cocaine." I was like, "Hey, man, we don't do that here." I was like, "You need to chill out."
Well, yeah, you chill.
He was quiet for a little while. Like, and then back. He grabbed a magazine and started reading it out loud to himself.
There you go.
And so I walked out. So let's just get to the start where he first walked in. Yeah. All right, so he first walks in. He asked me, he goes, oh, I see you're hiring a tattoo artist. And I said, yeah, but you've never worked in a shop. He goes, well, I like the tattoo. And I was like, no, you don't. And I was like, I've seen you on the streets, man. I don't need that. Like, I'm looking for experience, you know? Yeah. And, well, he sits down on the couch and then he gets up, starts walking around, looks at my cash register a few times. And I remember reading a report about a week ago, a Family Dollar had got robbed twice in the same week, which is very sketchy, with the same cashier. Got pistol whipped, and the guy was wearing a black hoodie. Well, this guy was wearing a black hoodie, and just being cautious, I told my client that he was one of my friends. He's actually watching the live right now. But I said, hey man, I'm gonna run out to my Jeep real quick. Keep an eye on that guy. So I went out and I got my 9 out of my glove compartment. I put it on my waist. I was wearing sweats, and then I tucked my shirt into where he could see it. And then I just walked in real slow so he could see that I'm carrying. You know, like, hey man, you need. Back off, stop looking at my cash register. So he sat on the couch for a little while. He took one of my stickers that I give people and he put it on his skateboard. But then he started getting creepy with my clients when they walked in, you know, like when he started reading aloud and, you know, like my friend's wife, like came in and was like, hey, he's reading a magazine aloud. I walked out, I was like, all right, man, you need to go. And then he just looked at me. He goes, oh man, you said I could hang out a little bit. I said, it's been over a little bit. You need to go.
A little bit.
And he just sat there. And I got the dad voice out. And I looked at him. I was like, now. You know, and he just looked at me and goes, well, thanks for the sticker, man. And then just walked out, you know. Yeah, so that's my crackhead story. Yeah. So, no, but a crazy thing that happened here is, so in Texas, of course, THC is not legal completely. But we have, like, THCA, which is legal. So we have CBD shops that sell it, right? And there's this really, really big, well-known CBD shop here called House of Healing. Very good people. They help a lot of people out with, like, their pain and stuff like that, anxiety. And they only sell THCA. They don't sell anything that's not legal or anything like that. They go by the books. I mean, I've seen their books. They go by the books, and they tell you everything that's in their stuff, right? Well, the couple that owns it just got arrested today for possession of THC with intent to deliver. Yeah. I was like, guys, come on. We got meth heads out here with their coochies hanging out. And, you know, like walking into shops and robbing places and stuff, whatever.
Right.
And you're gonna arrest an honest business owner? I was just mind blown. Yeah. I was completely mind blown, man. Yeah.
Oh man, this is what you get here. You get to have Kevin check in here with the crackhead stories here on the.
Oh, I'm
the
telling you, man. I've got some crackhead stories, man.
What, man? No, sometimes you'll send just the videos and the pictures of you sitting out there watching people, just walking by.
My favorite ones were the love ones where I was like, love is in the air. Yeah.
Love.
Hey, I was going to say, hey, don't discriminate against it. Everybody has the right to love whoever they want.
That's right.
Do whatever they want out there. If that makes them happy, you just got to sit back. Right
before we came on, I was kind of killing time and going through reels and looking at things. And I don't know where this was, but it was a meth couple. And I guess they were going down the road. He's driving an old square body dually Chevrolet. And somehow or another, either she falls out of the truck or something, but he runs her over with the back dually wheels. He pulls off the side of the road and gets out. And he's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And he runs back down the road to her. And then he's like trying to, you know, comfort her and hold her. And she's all fucked up. He just ran over with the dual wheels.
Yeah, man. That
just ran her over.
No, she's not.
What is wrong with you? I don't know. Well, why'd you fall out? I guess that's the big question. Why'd you fall out of there to begin with?
It was on the highway.
Okay. So it wasn't like you're just going down the back roads, you know, cruising, you know, like 25, just, you know, doing your thing and just fall out. I mean, that's going to hurt too. But yeah. So I see Roadhouse there.
Oh, I have the last one.
The Jacko.
The Jacko here, the pumpkin ale. This is the lower one. This is the 4.4% on this guy here.
We can finish off with the light numbers.
Yeah, the wheat ale brewed with natural flavors with pumpkin and natural flavors added. Jacko's cinnamon and nutmeg aromas recall memories of freshly baked pumpkin pie. It has the ideal balance of seasonal spices with a crisp, refreshing finish. So, so let's get it. We're gonna get our Jacko, on. We're gonna Jacko on here on the podcast today.
They're gonna Jacko up.
We're gonna Jacko here. Everybody at home, get ready. Get your Jacko.
Get your Jacko ready
with us here. There we go. Here's the Sam Adams Jacko pumpkin ale.
Cheers.
Yep. I'll drink my pumpkin red or Angry Orchard. There you go.
Hey, that works too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a crispy pumpkin taste. It's really
That's different. I mean,
yeah,
that is really strong with the
Nutmeg.
The nutmeg. Yeah, that was like, ooh, you like nutmeg?
Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah, like I said, I've had this before. It's been a few years. Now, I don't know if they've changed the ingredients and the. I don't remember it being that strong with the
no.
Nutmeg I think it's been about 4 or 5 years since I've had it. It's been a little while because they've sold it in just as well.
Especially since the other day, while I was out getting all these goodies on my travels, I actually found some pumpkin.
Oh, right. Yes. Ooh, yes.
Those are good.
And it's a 4-pack. So I had one the other day. It's so good. I mean, this is good, but that
I love pumpkin.
Where it's at.
It tops it. Yeah. Pumpkin is probably just the best.
It's like drinking a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And it's well balanced. This is really good because I like nutmeg.
Yeah, it is good. It's just that nutmeg is like, whoa. I mean, it's like in your face with it. And I wasn't expecting it because I've had this a few years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being like this, and it could have been. Okay, so there it is poured out.
So it's light.
Okay.
Also, Jerome said... He said the last fall variety pack was Flannel Fest, Jacko, Cherry Wheat, and Oktoberfest.
Okay.
So, yeah, it had cherry. It had cherry wheat.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah, because I remember it had something different in it, but I didn't see it at all this year. Yeah. Yeah, that Jacko one is – I remember a strong pumpkin-y taste. I don't remember the nutmeg, but as I said, it's been a while, so.
Well, it's pleasant. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good dessert beer. I don't know. It's one of those you can't. Yeah, you can't go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure, this is the good one to be the last one to crack open here today. I mean, this is one I don't think I wouldn't do. I think more than one or two of these.
Yeah.
In a sitting. This is a good after your Thanksgiving dinner.
You eat pumpkin pie and drink.
Yeah,
that.
Pumpkin pie. Yeah, you have some of this there. That's a good little.
I can see cracking this one open and passing around. Hey, try this. Try this. Try this.
Yeah. Or one of those. If you just pour out some and be like, okay, here, you want to pour out a little bit? Try it out. You know, give it a shot.
Like I'm gonna drink the whole can. But it's one of those I'd rather have everybody taste it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I've always been trying it. That's right, man. It's just herpes, man.
It's all right.
I used to tell people, man. I used to tell people, you know the good thing about AIDS? There's nothing good about AIDS. I'm like, you can only catch it once.
Yeah. you can't catch it twice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
And then guys, it's like, I'm not drinking after you. I don't want AIDS. I'm like, what? You can't catch it twice.
Yeah.
It's not like any other sickness, man. You just get it one time and you're done.
Yeah. So
you're good. You're good to go. You've got your immunity in there for it.
Yeah. Yep. Magic Johnson survived with it. I mean,
yeah, he's still going. Yeah.
He's still going. Yeah. He's still going hard. Apparently, have y'all seen the commercials for the pills for that?
Yes. Yes. That,
yeah. You can like regulate it. I'm like, yeah. If I had AIDS, just put a bullet in my head. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. And I've had two clients so far that have, because legally they have to tell you if they have AIDS. I've tattooed two clients, and I'm going to tell you right now. I look like, you know, remember, y'all remember E.T.? When they walked in the hazmat suits and shit? That's about how I look. Yeah. That's about how I look tattooing these motherfuckers. I double-sleeved up. Like, I put those long sleeves on. I put two pairs of gloves on, a face shield, a face mask, everything. And just because I wanted to be 100% careful, I'm not getting any of this blood on me, you know? Like,
That too, you can make them feel uncomfortable where they won't come back.
Yeah, no, I and they said they understood. The last guy that I tattooed that had AIDS was actually a really cool guy. He said he got it back in the 80s from he used to party and do drugs all the time and stuff, and he got it. And he's a cool guy, but I still couldn't risk it, you know. I was like, I'm sorry, man. I can't. Yeah. But well, yeah, so two in the 12 years that I've been tattooing I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, my age, I don't think anymore.
Right, yeah, you're just like, whatever.
It is what it is.
I've got so much chemo and stuff that's been run through my body. You know, good luck to age surviving.
Yeah, alcohol. Right, yeah.
I've got a bunch of military friends that tell me some of the stuff that they, like the shots and stuff they have to get before they get deployed and all that. And then,
yeah,
of course, I've talked to older guys that said, man, the amount of mustard gas that I inhaled is just insane.
Insane, you know?
Yeah, and I'm just like, God, man, I wanted to join the military, and I tried. They told me I needed to remove my tattoos, and I told them no. And so I didn't join.
You do that? You just put it in your pocket?
That's what I was saying. I was like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I just take this off. Okay, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, and it was a week before they were going to ship me out. I was going to join the Marines, and it was a week before they were going to ship me out to San Diego. I had already gone through everything. I'd actually put on about 8 pounds of muscle, and then I was running. I was running about 5 miles every morning with my recruiter, and then we get a week before he's about to ship me to boot camp, and he's like, "Hey, man, by the way, I was wondering if you're going to remove your tattoos because you can't have them when you go in." And I was like, "And you're telling me this now?
Yeah, really?
Like, yeah,
This would have been the first conversation you have. Yeah. It's like, okay, great. Okay.
Now, nowadays, the odd man going into the military without tattoos.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, I could actually tattoo. It has to be like I think it's a half dollar size or whatever. I can tattoo like on their neck, and I can tattoo on their hands and stuff like that. But it's got to be a half dollar size. And I'm like, that just doesn't make sense because what my recruiter was telling me is where I was going, they were not wanting me to have any identifiable marks. And I was like,
oh, that'd be different if you were a special ops or something like that.
Yeah. So I was like, all right,
if you're just a meat puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know where I was going, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. You're out there. You're out there on the front lines out there
I got this giant melanoma birthmark. It's like the size of a 45 album.
Hey, there you go. you want me to remove that?
Yeah,
I got some sandpaper. I could try. It'll be a scar though. I don't know what you want me to do. Yeah, I'm gonna give me another Oktoberfest real quick though.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was gonna say this Jacko is the more you drink it, it's not as, I don't know if you're just not, you're getting used to it. It's not as strong anymore with the nutmeg.
Yeah, I like
taste to it there, which is funny because I know for years and years, I would always be like, you know, pumpkin beers. Like, who would drink pumpkin beers?
Yes, I agree. I was stubborn like that.
Yeah, and I became a big fan of the Blue Moon, the Harvest Pumpkin Ale.
I haven't seen that in years, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still out there. I haven't checked. I haven't looked, but this is probably like 10 years ago. And it was like the perfect level of the pumpkin in the beer, where it was like it had a hint of it, but you still had like a Blue Moon taste with just a little bit of pumpkin thrown into it. And I'm like, that's what I want with my pumpkin beer, is just that little hint of it.
Yeah.
So when you have something like this at first, it's like, wow, like you're like, that's strong with the nutmeg. But as you get further down, I don't know if you're just getting more immune to it.
Yeah.
But you don't taste it. It's still there, but it's not like that first sip when you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah, we went to we have this like little area that these people own. It's called Denton Valley Farms. And they do like things during Halloween and stuff. And then they do like a Christmas thing too. But the Halloween thing, they used to not serve alcohol. And we get there and find out they got alcohol. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is going to help us handle the kids and everything going on, you know, like, so they had daiquiris and they had it was called pumpkin spice and everything nice. And I was like, I'm kind of curious. I want to try this. Right. So I get it. And I automatically, when you smell it, you just smell instant pumpkin pie. I was like, okay, so it's going to taste like pumpkin pie, right? Well, then you drink it, and it felt like a pumpkin had a baby in your mouth, is pretty much what it was. Just so much pumpkin, and it pumpkin, and then that like fake tequila taste, you know, that have, like, it just punched you in the back of the throat. And I was like, oh my god. It took me a while to finish it. I had to finish it because I got it. It was $11. I had to get it, you know, but whoa, it was a lot of pumpkin, man.
With a name like that, do they have a ramp shot?
They should have, right? Yeah, they should have, man. I'm telling you, it came in a color changing cup, I guess.
No, that's that worth helps. It right there. I mean, that's
yeah.
I mean, it came in a color changing cup. So, but it was a lot of pumpkin, man. I don't know. And then the cherry limeade one, my friend got the cherry limeade one, and he let me try it. It was all lime. It literally tasted like you just put a lime in your mouth. It was sour and just so much lime. I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, they just went all out on the flavor. Like, they didn't put it very much.
You like lime? Here's lime. You want more lime? Have some more lime. Just squeeze the lime in there. That's it.
It was a lime cherryade is what it was. It was just, there's not much cherry. It was just boom. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. They did the job though. I mean, it helped calm us down a little bit and not punch kids, I guess, you know?
Yeah, there you go. That's a bonus.
Yeah. I mean,
look, I have a question. You had that, simply cherry. Was it cherry lemonade?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I found it.
You found it?
Yes, I'm gonna get it tomorrow because you said it's real similar to the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
it tasted like it did. Yeah. It gave me a Four Loko USA. It was different.
It's funny you brought that up. I did see it too the other day, and then I had somebody did. Reach out to me last week or a few weeks ago that he tried it too. One of the friends of the show here, he sent me the picture a few weeks back that he was drinking the bowl.
Yeah.
He likes to he calls himself the king of all the king of all East Cobbers. That he was doing a mix of the Four Loko Jungle Juice with the Corona, the Sun Brew, the Citrus
Cerveza. Oh, yeah, the Sunburst? Yeah,
He did. I guess he combined these. What did he say? He did went 50-50. It was a perfect mix. So he combined them. And then he threw in that simply the bowl, the Cherry Limeade.
See, that one, it did give me a Four Loko USA vibe. It gave that, it just, whenever I first drank it, I was like, that kind of gives me that Four Loko USA, you know, because I've drank a lot of those. That used to be my favorite. And now, of course, you know, came out with some more flavors. So
yeah, and then he did send me too. He had a Four Loko USA and his little boo guy holding the
That's yeah. pretty cool. I like that. Yeah, but yeah, let me know what y'all think about it, because I want to know what y'all think, if it gives y'all that, because the Four Loko USA, they don't really give you, with those, they don't give you like a what flavor is it, but you taste a cherry and a little bit of lime and
yeah. It's one of my favorites, the USA.
Yeah,
if you look behind me.
Oh yeah, it'll always be one of my favorites. I mean it, but of course they came out with the camo, and I think that's one of my. Yeah, that's one of my top.
I still haven't dove back into the camo. I have the can that Four Loko sent with their package. It's still been sitting in the fridge. I still have like four or five cans of Four Loko left from my birthday.
Yes.
When people brought this stuff over, so I got to go through this stuff. So we'll have to.
Yeah, we'll have to do a Four Loko episode. I got a little juice in there.
I don't know what I got. I got a few Four Lokos in my fridge.
I got jungle juice on deck.
Yeah, I got a jungle juice for sure. I don't know what other one I have.
I had a gold the other day.
Oh, man. See, the golds are just one of those ones where if you want to get fucked up, drink the gold one.
Yeah. Like
if you're one of those people who just love and don't give a shit, gold. Go straight gold. Yeah.
Gold's a good flavor. I like it. It's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different flavor, I guess.
It's a classic, it's one of those OGs.
Yeah.
But USA, when I first tried it, I was like, wow, this is great.
Bob, it's good.
I had to talk him into doing a redemption on it.
Yeah, I was not sold on it at first.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of the USA at first, but I came around to it. I did the redemption.
We had a different atmosphere, different tone for the evening, and it went down smooth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And sometimes they go
down good. That's my 4th of July beer. That's my 4th of July alcohol.
Sure. Absolutely.
Loko USA's. I'll get about three or four of those, and I'll hand a couple of them out, and then I'll drink like two of them. And then whatever else I drink, you know.
And then you spend the rest of the evening. Bottle rockets out of your butthole.
Pretty much, yeah. Exactly.
We've seen the videos he posts for the 4th of July. I mean, there hasn't been any bottle rockets out of the butthole yet, but there's always next year, man, for that one.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'll go full blown Bam Margera, man. You know, I don't know if I'll. Yeah, I think butt play is kind of crossing the line for me. You know,
I'm not asking you to do a butt bong.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know how people do those.
Oh my god,
that's just rough.
I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe when I seen that.
We don't need that.
No,
when I was little, I ended up getting really sick, and I would get sick like every year at the same time of the year. Well, there was one year where they were like, okay, we're gonna do a CAT scan on your stomach. Well, they wanted me to drink that nasty stuff that you have to drink, the diet.
Yeah.
Well, I was so sick that every time I take a sip of it, I just throw it up. And they were like, look, kid, you're going to, you know, and I was like, I think I was like 9 at the time, maybe. And they said, if you don't drink this, we're going to have to do it the hard way. I didn't know what the fucking hard way was, but honestly, I was so sick and tired of throwing up. I was like, let's do it the hard way.
Yeah.
Well, the hard way was they shove a balloon up your ass, and then they just squirt all that shit. It's an enema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they squirt, and literally the second it goes in your ass, dude, you got to shit it out. I mean, I'm talking. I got right up from that bed. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. You know, just like Taco Bell in the bathroom. Yeah, it was
shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how people beer bong a freaking beer. I feel like I'd shit it all out. You know.
Yeah. I want to enjoy it.
I wouldn't at all.
You're not enjoying it.
No. Yeah.
That
you have to be a different breed to enjoy that. I'm good, man. I'll drink it the normal way where it goes in your mouth and you can taste it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we like to do. We like to drink here and enjoy what we're drinking here now.
Yeah.
At Roadhouse, what do you think? What are you ranking?
So I'm gonna put the flannel at the top.
Yep. Okay.
Flannel's at the top. It's a hard second tie for me between the the Oktoberfest and the Harvest.
Okay.
But I'm going to put Harvest in number two.
Okay. Number two, Harvest. Okay.
Three, and then Jacko in fourth. And that's not out of disrespect. The
Jacko, that's a pretty solid lineup. I mean,
but yeah, it's a good end to my evening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. You take the four of these and you throw in a little Four Loko pregame. Now, I mean, yes. I didn't go through the whole
good thing spot right now. I feel really good.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go through the whole thing of pregame. I just did a little bit. No, just a little bit.
I got a bunch left.
Yeah. Just a little bit of
you
that.
You might be sitting the pee if you did. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, go through that. So, I mean, it's tough. I was thinking too, because so I'm thinking, I think I still have to go number one. I think I got to go Oktoberfest still number one.
Okay.
For me. I think I'm going to go Oktoberfest number one, the Flannel Fest number two, Harvest number three, and the Jacko number four. That's my rankings of the Samuel Adams Fall Legends variety pack.
Nice, nice.
I mean, I think they're all four solid drinks, solid beers. I think just some you can't drink as much as the others. Like,
I agree. I enjoyed myself. I'm glad we got to try all four. I think the next one I crack open will be a Flannel, and I want to share it with my wife because.
Yep. That's one of those ones you got to share by fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But she's going to lean real hard towards the Jacko because she's a pumpkin spice girl and all the things. She's going to love that nutmeg flavor. But I don't think it'll top that pumpkin.
Yeah.
The really pumpkin is, I think by far, out of all the pumpkin beers I've tried, and I've tried a lot of pumpkin beers, the pumpkin is the best. And I was very sad that our store didn't carry it this year. I was looking for it.
I was surprised when I found it.
Because they had another one out too. Last year they had the pumpkin one, but then the same company came out with another one for fall, and I forgot what it was called. But I tried both of them, and both of them just blew my mind. I mean,
wow!
I ended up having to go back and get another pack of both of them.
Nice.
I
mean,
that's how good it was. Yeah. So, Oktoberfest has always been one of my things where I have to try every Oktoberfest in the stores when they come out.
Yeah.
That's my thing. But as I said, I think I'm leaning more towards the curiosity of what the Christmas beers are going to taste like.
Yeah.
Well, we finally got a cold snap. You know, we went directly from summer to fall here. And, you know, it was 40, 45 degrees for most of today. And just overnight. And I love it.
Yep.
Now we're going to roll into, you know, this is a time of year where I like to drink more than normal.
Yep. Bourbon. Me too.
I'm going to roll into bourbons a little bit more. You know,
for bourbon season, you know, maybe we get, it's funny. I wanted to say one thing that I was talking to my friend. Now, and she wanted to pick up a wine advent calendar. So, you know, you have 24 bottles of wine. And I talked to my friends and people. My friend had a Halloween party this past weekend. So, naturally, people that I don't really know that are there, I bring up the podcast and everything.
Sure.
And I say, okay, oh, you do cheap than that. And then, well, what about wine? And I said, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll drink like real wine from time to time. And I say, you know, fine wine Bob would come out instead of fine wine Bob.
Start speaking with a British accent.
But my friend is like, and sometimes there's a rare occasion that bourbon Bob comes out as well. And my one friend was like, you know what? It should be, you know, bum wine Bob. You have fine wine Robert, and then bourbon Bobby should be the three different
characters. Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby. I tell you, that boy just ain't right.
Yeah.
If you are you the boys have been all whacking in my tool shed.
So you have your different characters for the for the podcast over here. So you never know who you might run into when you tune into an edition of Bowie with Bobcat. If we go down that, you know, it could be some bourbon coming up. Come the cooler.
Hey,
cooler
bourbon month and here. A cigar. Bourbon and a cigar. We gotta start that with, you know, light a cigar up, and I've got plenty of cigars, and I've got some bourbon. I'm telling you that. And actually, by the way, Roadhouse, when I come up to Kentucky, we do have to drink bourbon. That's a must.
I got you.
I gotta have some real Kentucky bourbon over there, because
I have some ready for you.
Man, ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, buddy. So we did our Sam Adams. We did our Four Loko pregame here. The new box, the box variety here, which I think we all said, you know, solid pregame beverage.
We did good tonight, boys.
If you want something that will get you going, and you know, their big selling point is like, oh, it's a Four Loko, you can close.
Like, so the beatboxes.
You don't need to go through the whole thing in one sitting.
Yeah.
Like a can of Four Loko. And we didn't go through too much of it there, but it still gives you that. Get you that buzz added to it there. After having a beer, cracking this open, then having some more drinks after that. That's kind of all you need for it there. So hopefully these will start to come out in a more readily available supply out there.
I mean, they are here, but you know, that's see, that's what's crazy is like there's stuff here that we have, and then y'all just don't get until later on, and then there's stuff that y'all got, and I'm like, I cannot find this shit anywhere.
Exactly. That's funny.
It's crazy how
on the right track and not getting like beatbox.
I think honestly, from the old pregames, I think I would prefer this one.
Yeah,
over the old pregames. Because
I was going to say, did you see the enjoy there? You see those booties down there and
the enjoy. Yeah, look at them, dude.
Number one, twist me, and then enjoy that.
Yeah,
right there. So I think on that note, I think that will do us here for our Lokoween pregame festivities here. You know, right here, the night before Halloween, we're here doing it live here on the Bumwine Bob YouTube channel. If you couldn't be here live with us for the podcast, you can always check it out in the archives. And we'll do some more lives again soon. This is the first live we've done since the big 40-ounce birthday bash back in July for my 40th birthday. So we'll be doing some more lives here soon. That's why you gotta, you know, get those notifications on so you know. You never know when it can happen. It could be anytime. We could go live out there. If there's breaking news out there in the cheap booze world, we have you covered here on the podcast. So, Kevin, anything else you want to say before we sign off here tonight?
Yeah, guys, have a happy Halloween. Make sure to drink Four Loko and check your candy.
There you go.
Right on.
Roadhouse.
No, I'm good. I mean, I'm very pleased with tonight. We did a good job.
We had a good variety here tonight. Yep.
I can tell I'm starting to talk like Joe Biden, so it worked.
That's when you know it's a good combination there, where you're starting to be like that, but you're not over the edge yet.
Correct.
You're not asleep yet. Yeah.
Exactly. if you're passed out in the corner there, laying on the Four Loko USA float, then we'd know that we overstayed our welcome here tonight. But hey, thank you everybody out there for tuning in out there.
Thanks for 12K.
12,000 subscribers.
Let's get to 20K.
Counting here, 20K, and you know, 20K. We'll crack open the can of the Four Loko, the Colt 45 double malt that.
And I'll do something crazy
in the fridge. I'm not gonna say, yes. I don't know. I think we can't do a butt funnel here on the.
I won't do a butt funnel. Okay.
No.
I'll do something crazy.
How about if we hit 20K, Kevin will not do a butt funnel. So if we don't hit it, if we don't hit 20K by the new year, Kevin will do a butt funnel. But if we hit 20K before then,
yeah.
Hey, can you go live safe on YouTube with that, or is that?
I think that's
we're gonna have to go like OnlyFans or some shit. No. You know?
Yeah,
like,
you got to go behind the paywall for that one there.
Yeah,
but not the YouTube paywall, because we do have.
We'll recruit one of your homeless outside there to do it.
There we go. Yeah, exactly. I'll pay a homeless guy to butt chug one.
Yeah, there we go.
Find a way out there. So on that note, tell your friends the best of the worst. Cheap booze is here. Bum wine, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff. The bottom shelf, we have you covered here on the pod. Do us a favor, smash that subscribe button. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Motherfuckers.
Pow.
I need a beer.